Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who alleges that he sexually assaulted her in the early 1980s should both testify under oath before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Steve Missler has details.
Collins, who could be a decisive vote in Kavanaugh's lifetime confirmation to the Supreme Court, took to Twitter to say she'd like the committee to hear from both Kavanaugh and his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. Ford told the Washington Post Sunday that a drunken Kavanaugh pinned her on a bed, groped her, and covered her mouth to keep her from screaming during a high school party in suburban Maryland. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations and announced that he's willing to testify to them on Capitol Hill. Ford, through her attorney, has said she's also willing to testify. But it's unclear if that will happen. In a statement released Monday, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said Ford should be heard, but he suggested her allegations should be discussed in follow-up interviews, not sworn testimony. Meanwhile, Maine Independent U.S. Senator Angus King, who announced last week that he will oppose Kavanaugh, told MSNBC on Sunday that the Judiciary Committee's initial vote to confirm Kavanaugh should be delayed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.